Guys, welcome back to the Eco Fitness podcast. I am your host, Karina Duffy, founder of Eco Fitness. Eco Fitness is your hub to go to help you with inspiration on building healthy, sustainable habits when it comes to your fitness, your food and your mindset, and also helping you to create positive behavioral changes every day. So today, guys, we are going to talk about how you can offload stress or offset stress from a cellular point of view. Now, before we begin the podcast, and I'll give you a few some tips and tricks that work for me and that are science-based and tools that you can use. First of all, I want to get you thinking. Do you know someone within your group or in your peer group who looks older and has aged quicker than your peers? You know, there might be someone there that's the same age as you, but they look older. From a cellular point of view, they aged. Now, if there is that person in your peer, maybe I'd like you to think about their behaviours and their lifestyle choices that they make every day and every week. Does this person smoke? Does this person drink? Does this person not get enough sleep? Is this person really, really stressed all of the time? Because let me tell you now, guys, after listening to this podcast, you will know that stress is probably one of the biggest negative lifestyle behaviours that we do every day that causes ourselves to age really quickly from a cellular point of view, which can automatically make us look older as well. And we don't want that, guys. You know, my whole ethos with Eco Fitness is to help the listeners here or my members, especially the guys who work with me, live their healthiest life until the day they take their last breath. And I know that that's really cheesy and cliche, but it is. I want my clients at 80 years of age to be able to tie their own shoelaces. I want my clients at 80 and 90 years of age to be able to go to the toilet by themselves and keep their dignity right until the end. I want my clients and my members and my listeners who especially work hard every day and give their skills to the world, that when they retire, to enjoy their pension, but not only enjoy their pension life, but also enjoy their life right now, which will lead to a more enjoyable freedom comes to mind, freedom to move and freedom to do what they like when it comes to their retirement age. That is my whole goal for my members. And of course, for people to have that freedom of health, good health, freedom to feel good, freedom to move better. Of course, that all starts with positive, healthy behavior changes, or rituals, as some people call them, behavior changes that you do every day. So getting back to your peers, we all know somebody who looks older than what they should be, but we also know somebody who looks younger than what they are. And maybe look at that person who seems more carefree and younger looking and feeling and moving, more moving like a teenager, even though they're in their 40s. We all know that person. Now, I want you to think of that person and look at their everyday lifestyle habits. What do they do, or what are their rituals every day? What are they doing that are keeping them young from a cellular point of view? And when I mean a cellular point of view, I mean right in to each cell in your body, which is trillions of cells. And within inside that cell is another working cell called the mitochondria. And the mitochondria is the energy part of the cell. And if we are putting our mitochondria under a lot of stress due to poor lifestyle choices every day, i.e. in the form of sugar, alcohol, stress, not sleeping properly, not drinking properly, not getting enough daylight during the day, all of these negative daily rituals or behaviors that we do are causing our mitochondria, which is the deepest, deepest, deepest part of our cell, the working part of our cell, to be under stress. And when our mitochondria is under stress, that floods out to the whole body and every other cell, which has a mitochondria within it as well. And before you know it, the outer part of our body and the biggest organ of our body, which is our skin, starts to break down and age from a cellular point of view due to our negative lifestyle choices that we choose to do every day that have been glorified to be the norm due to good marketing online. Everywhere we go, there's an ad for chocolate. And I am a chocoholic. If I let myself give in to my cravings all of the time, which I've managed through food and eating good healthy food now and drinking loads of water, and I've tools I use to help me with my cravings as well. I'm not saying I'm Holy Mary. I get cravings and sometimes I have 2 or 3 bars of chocolate in a day. It doesn't happen that often, but I'm just saying it does happen. I'm human too, because obviously I'm living in the same world as you guys are living in, and there's ads in my face every day for chocolate. There's bar, you go up to the desk at the supermarket or the cashier and there's chocolate everywhere and crisps. There's no fruit at the cashier desk. It's all chocolate. And of course, if you're hungry and your blood sugars are dipped, you're going to go for the chocolate. We're all human. But anyway, this podcast is about what tools can you start taking on right now after listening to this podcast that are going to benefit you from a cellular point of view and offload stress and offset stress that will help you gain back energy and gain back power so you can start living the healthiest possible life that you possibly can right now, and your 80-year-old self will high-five you for it. So, first of all, how can we offset stress? Well, some of you guys are probably offsetting stress without even realizing it. Maybe you're going for a morning walk. Maybe you're breathing throughout the day and grounding yourself throughout the day through, you know, mindful moments. Maybe you're going outside and putting your feet on grass. Maybe you work in the city and you work in the corporate world and you're back-to-back meetings. Maybe without realizing it, and this is what I teach my clients to do, especially in the corporate world and when they're really busy in back-to-back meetings. I actually get my clients to slow down in between meetings and slow down their walk. I get them to slow down their breath. I get them to sometimes shake out in between meetings to kind of get the adrenaline going in a good way and ground themselves, take off their shoes and their socks, put their feet on natural wood if they can, and ground themselves in between meetings. And that in itself is little tools that they use to offload stress and give themselves breaks throughout the day that they're not on high adrenaline all of the time or high cortisol all of the time. So first of all, this is what we do know about to offload stress. And this is coming from Huberman, scientist in Stanford. All you have to do is Google him. He has really good information online. And I'm just going to give you the takeaways I took from him from my point of view and how it'll help my members and my listeners listening to this. So first of all, there is a such thing called adaptogens. Adaptogens, there's still research in adaptogens, but what they do know is adaptogens are there to buffer stress or offset stress, really. There are different types of adaptogens that they know of right now, compound adaptogens and behavior adaptogens. Compound adaptogens we can use such as food, or we can use herbs or drugs. Definitely not qualified to talk about herbs or drugs, but I can definitely recommend you what food offsets stress based on my own personal view and my own studies. Drugs and herbs, you're going to have to talk to a herbalist about that. Behavioral changes, behavioral adaptions, adaptions through behavioral changes is what I can teach you now during this podcast that you can easily implement into your day that can offload stress, which in return will help not burn out your nervous system, because that's when people get sick. People get sick from burning the candle at both ends. And mostly it's due to running on high energy all of the time and not giving themselves that moment or 2 seconds to breathe or do a workout or do a meditation or eat a leafy green salad or drink more water or get more sleep. These are all adaptogens that you can use to help adapt to stress or buffer stress. So the 3 main categories of adaptions are A, vitamins, minerals, micronutrients that we get through foods, such as dark leafy greens that reduce reactive oxygen species and other aspects of cellular stress. The second one is supplements. We can use herbs and nutrients and some supplements that we can take in conjunction with a good diet that will help us offload stress, buffer stress and manage stress a little bit better. And then the third adaptogen is behavioral tools that we can use every day to help us offload stress or manage stress, buffer stress and manage it better throughout the day so we can still get our work done, still manage a home, still manage a job, but also still try to keep our SH1T together and not get sick. So I'm going to go through some examples in each of those 3 main categories, which is food. Food is number 1, and then you have vitamins and minerals and herbs, and then you have behavioral tools. So let's start with food. Actually, let's start with what happens from a cellular point of view if you're really stressed from behavioral changes, environmental stress, which is your job, where you're living. It could be money, it could be all of that jazz. But then also the stress that we put upon ourselves from a poor diet, poor lifestyle choices like drinking and smoking and not sleeping properly and overworking and not taking breaks throughout the day and, you know, just constantly go, go, go on the go, go, go train and not getting off to stop and breathe. All of those negative, not so healthy habits or rituals that we have through poor lifestyle choices and poor lifestyle habits are causing our body to be stressed from a cellular level. So years ago, when I started off in as a skin therapist in the beauty industry, you know, the reason I joined the beauty industry and became a skin therapist because my skin used to be bad when I was a teenager and I wanted to learn how to clear my skin. At this stage, I was working in a medical factory in Galway. I met my ex-husband at the time and we ended up working together and running a pub and a B&B, a restaurant, B&B. And then we went on to run some restaurants and pubs and it further went on there. But all during this time, I was always studying myself in the background and working within the area that I studied to learn more about how I could feel better, basically. So I wanted to learn about skin. So back in training as a beauty therapist, and even back then, all those many moons ago, we were talking about antioxidants. And antioxidants was vegetables, fruits. That's all they kind of spoke about. Antioxidant creams and different things like that to help the skin. But what we know now is antioxidants are there to help repair a stressed out cell. So what stresses out a cell from a cellular point of view? Well, first of all, you have trillions of cells inside your body and each cell has a working part of the cell called the mitochondria. So basically it's the brain of the cell. It's the energy part of the cell. And we need the mitochondria to be really, really, really healthy in order to have a better energy output in our body, which in return will have us feeling better, looking better. Our skin will be better from a cellular energy point of view. We'll be firing in all cylinders when the mitochondria is healthy. So what makes the mitochondria unhealthy, which is the working part of the cell, deep, 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 deep down, that if the mitochondria isn't healthy, and bear in mind we have trillions of cells in our body, and if trillions of cells are all unhealthy due to our poor diet and our poor lifestyle choices, well, then I guarantee you're going to be sick all the time. You're going to be run down all the time. You're going to cause inflammation in the body, and that inflammation will lead to dis-ease and disease in the body over time from a cellular point of view. Can we correct and heal the cell and start making the cell really healthy from the mitochondria out? Yes, we can. First of all, it's reactive oxygen species that causes the cells from the mitochondria point of view, deep in the cell, which is the energy part of the cell, to be really, really unhealthy. What causes this reactive oxygen species to be really high in the cells? And that affects the mitochondria and has the mitochondria poor energy output and under pressure. Well, you have lifestyle choices like alcohol, smoking. Stress is number one, actually. Stress, either lifestyle stress, work stress, not breathing properly, putting yourself under stress, go, 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 and not taking breaks throughout the day. Actually, under eating in calories. Now, you need to manage your energy in and energy out in order to manage your weight. But definitely under eating and going on a really low, strict calorie diet can actually cause your body a huge amount of stress. And the mitochondria does not like that. So going on these 800 calorie diets, unless you're being told and you're under guidance by a doctor or a person within that field, and a doctor, from a medical point of view, you shouldn't be on a really low calorie diet. You are stressing your cells out from a cellular point of view. Go back to the person in your peer group. The person in your peer group that you know that looks older than their years. Have they dieted really excessively all their life? Are they stick thin? Do they look really unhealthy? Are they making poor lifestyle choices trying to be thin? Or are they making poor lifestyle choices and not looking after their weight at all and just has loads of inflammation on their body? Look at that person and look at the behaviours. Look at how they eat. Are they eating healthy? Probably not. Are they eating too healthy and under-eating and putting their cells and their body under stress? That could be another cause of them aging really badly. You know, we all know that person And we all know that healthy person who tries and looks their best and if their skin is shining and they at least try, we all know that person, they're trying. They're definitely not under eating, that person. So reactive oxygen species in the cell causes the cells to age really quick. Obviously, aging anyway causes the cells to age, but as human beings, we can speed up the aging process too fast by our behavioral choices and the way we eat and the way we drink and the stress that we have every day. So what we need to do is we need to try reduce those reactive oxygen species in the cells. And there's ways to do that. We can use some of these adaptogens. We can use it through food. We can use it through behavioral changes and supplements and herbs. So how can we start doing that? Well, back in the day when, well, I'll get back to my story, when I was learning to be, when I was working in as a skin therapist, they were all on about antioxidants, blueberries, strawberries, raspberries, leafy green vegetables. They were just telling us to tell our clients to eat these particular type of foods that were high in antioxidant and that would help the cells heal from a cellular point of view. Now, you would want to be eating a lot of these foods, to be fair. But now we know from scientists in Stanford who are still researching adaptogens, by the way, and they still haven't really gotten to the bottom of adaptogens, but this is what they do know. We need to work on the three elements. Food is going to help us. Certain types of foods that we eat that are rich in antioxidants are going to help us. Are going to help us heal from a cellular point of view, from the mitochondria point of view in the cell. But we also need to be looking at our behavioral changes and some supplements as well to help buffer and offset stress. So the foods that we can be eating right now, guys, that you can include, well, let's start with food. And I'm going to keep this really simple because, again, I'm not a scientist. I can only tell you what I know and what's working for me. And so leafy green vegetables. Leafy green vegetables are really, really good, or berries or blueberries, any foods that is known to you that are high in antioxidant foods, you can start including them into your day. Now, what we do know about leafy green vegetables like broccoli, spinach, kale, all of that jazz, if you overcook them too much, they will lose their properties from an antioxidant point of view. So, but you're better off just steaming these type of vegetables, just steaming them. If you do overcook them and the water that's in the pot from the leafy green vegetables, you're nearly better off letting that cool and drink that. And drink that water. At least then you're going to get that good antioxidant juice into you. But apart from that, guys, I would stick to just steaming your vegetables. Don't be overcooking your vegetables. And frozen vegetables are okay to use as well, but just don't be overcooking them. High percentage dark chocolate is good as well. There's a little bit of antioxidants in them. But guys, you cannot beat your leafy green vegetables, your blueberries, your raspberries as well. You cannot beat them. You know, we're meant to be having about 30 pieces of fruit and veg a week. 30 pieces of fruit and veg a week to have a variety in your diet. That is the key. Leafy green fruciferous vegetables is key to help you get lots of antioxidants in. So for instance, if you don't like spinach, get spinach and just throw it into your stir fries. I'm throwing it now into my smoothies. I'm throwing kale, I'm throwing spinach, I'm throwing chia seeds, I'm throwing blueberries, I'm throwing some pears. I'm filling up my smoothie now in the morning with a good mixture of the leafy greens, the lemons, the kale, the almonds, the turmeric. This is all now what I'm putting in my morning smoothie with a pear and a little bit of celery as well. And I'm juicing it up with some plant-based protein because plant-based protein suits me from an anti-inflammatory point of view. The new word is anti-inflammatory, guys. No one really talks about antioxidant anymore. They all talk about anti-inflammatory, which is bringing down the inflammation in the body anyway, which will, of course, heal the cell from a cellular point of view in the mitochondria. So with your foods, What to have more of is your leafy green vegetables, your fruciferous vegetables, chia seeds, blueberries, oily fish, ginger, almonds, walnuts, turmeric, lemons, celery, broccoli, leafy greens, lemons. You know, they're all beetroots. They're all really, really, really brilliant to add into your day. Again, don't go wild on them. Just add them into your day. So if you're already having oats for breakfast, add in a teaspoon of milled chia seeds. Milled is better for a digestion point of view. Some blueberries, raspberries, strawberries. You might want to throw in some crushed walnuts or almonds on top as well. And there you go. There you go. If you're having a smoothie, what I'm having lately is I'm having almond milk, I'm having a sprinkle of turmeric, a sprinkle of ginger, ground ginger, a sprinkle of ground turmeric, some pepper. I'm putting some celery in, I'm putting loads of spinach in, and I'm putting a date in, and I'm putting some almonds in, and a scoop of plant-based protein powder for repair back from my muscle point of view, because I work out every day. That's what I'm putting in my smoothie at the moment. I also made some really lovely energy balls. I'll link them in the show notes. They're from my Instagram. I put them up there, the recipe. They're made from oats, almonds, turmeric, ginger as well, and lemon. They are fab. I'll put them in the show notes. I'm making them now and having them as snacks. I'm drinking loads of water, some green tea as well throughout the day. That's really, really good to take down inflammation. So that's with the foods, guys. From a cellular point of view, your foods will help heal you. Our foods are meant to be for healing purposes. And if we're eating, now guys, again, I'm going to put my hand up. I had my period last week. Saturday, I couldn't stop eating sugar. Now, this is what happens to me when I eat sugar, especially when I'm so busy. Because I'm so busy with life and my work and the kids, if I have 2 days that's not good with food, that has a negative knock-on effect on me where you can see it instantly because I'm so busy. Instantly, my skin breaks out. Instantly, I could start getting cold sores on my nose because that day of binging on sugar or crisps and not eating good food has a really negative knock-on effect on me because I'm so busy and I have myself so primed that when I do have a day, because I don't drink alcohol now anymore as well, and I too try and manage my sleep, if I do have a day where my food isn't good, I feel that and you can see it in my skin. I can easily get run down if I'm not careful with my food. I can go a day of having not good food, but if I go 2 days and not having good food, not having good healing anti-inflammatory foods coming in, you can see it on me. I start to get breakouts, especially during my period. I might start to get cold sores again, so I have to be really, really, really careful. Now, that's the food, guys. You know, start adding 30 every week, not the same fruit and veg, but different types of 30 fruit and veg every week into your diet. Easily done. I just named them there in a breakfast smoothie and oats. Easily done. And fish. Easily done to count out 30 pieces of anti-inflammatory foods that you can have every week. Leafy greens, veg, fruits, all that jazz. So the second adaptogen, I'm going to talk about the two that I can talk about, and I'm going to leave supplements and herbs till afterwards because I'm not qualified to talk about herbs. I can only talk about the supplements I personally take. Our nutritionist, Yvonne, comes on and talks to our members once every 6 weeks. She is a herbalist as well, a nutritionist, and she specializes in hormones. She does talk about herbal adaptogens to offload stress. Again, you're better off going to a herbalist to talk about how to do that, because there is ways to take them, again, to offload stress. So we talk about cortisol now as well in a few minutes, because cortisol is not a bad thing. We need to utilize cortisol early on in the day and not to have cortisol high at nighttime going to bed. Again, these adaptogens that I'm talking about now will help you manage that stress hormone cortisol, that it's high early in the day when it's meant to be high, and that it's leveled out coming towards the evening, only if you follow these adaptogen tips and tricks and tools that I'll give you now. Number one, you can start doing it with your food. Number two, behavioral changes. Adaptogen behavioral changes tools that you can use. First of all, it is healthy to have cortisol high early in the day. Because that's our coffee. That's our internal coffee. That's what gets us up out of, that's what gets us up out of bed. If cortisol is releasing too late in the mid-morning, too late in the afternoon, if it's releasing too late in the morning time, like mid-morning and afternoon, in the body, well, that means then that that's going to affect our night's sleep. That cortisol rush is going to continue on till late in the evening time when we should be actually winding down. So, Karina, the next question is, how do we activate the cortisol to get up to be released early in the morning straight away? Here are the behavioral tools that you can start doing. Science says to make sure the cortisol gets released at the correct time in the morning time and not in the mid-morning and afternoon, because that's too late for cortisol to be released, and that's going to have as high as kites in the evening time when we should be relaxing and trying to release melatonin, which is sleep hormone. This is what science reckons we should do. Get up in the morning and move your body, either a walk or exercise. Get that natural internal endorphins, chemical endorphins going in the body and adrenaline going in the body that will help kickstart cortisol early in the day. at the right time of the day. That's number one. Number two is get 5 minutes of proper sunlight on your face. Look at the, don't make sure when you're looking at the sun or you're looking around that you're blinking, that you're not going to burn your eyes. But if it's a really bright sunny day, 5 minutes early in the morning on your face while you're sitting there having a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. If it's a dull day, it's about 15 to 20 to 30 minutes that you need early in the morning. So maybe if you do your workout early in the morning, like me and some of my crew, online crew do, you could do your workout, you could eat a breakfast full of high in anti-inflammatory foods like oats, berries, some chia seeds or a smoothie, a green smoothie, a lovely one that I just mentioned there, turmeric, ginger, pepper, all that jazz. Get a lovely anti-inflammatory breakfast into you. Before that, you could get a lovely pint of water and lemon in. Again, lemon is really good for anti-inflammatory and water is really good anyway for flushing excess fluid out of the body. Then you could be walk to work, or if you're working from home, before you turn on the laptop, go out for a quick walk and get as much daylight in your face as you possibly can. The behavioral changes is moving your body early in the day and getting out in daylight for 5 to 15 minutes early in the morning to help activate cortisol, which is our natural stress hormone, that it gets activated early in the day by those tools and not activated late in the afternoon. If your cortisol isn't firing up until late in the afternoon and you say, oh, I'm an evening person, I get my energy in the evening. What I would say to you, what are you doing during the day? Are you like, now, you don't, if you can't get out in daylight, bright lights at home, and those sad lamps are really good as well. I don't have one. I prefer to get out in daylight and go for a quick walk. But if you're stuck in an office that has no light from 7 o'clock in the morning onwards and you've no light and you're in a dull room, that is not good for you. Because what's going to happen there then is when you do go out at lunchtime for a walk or 3 o'clock, 3 p.m. for a walk, you're activating your cortisol probably. And that's going to be high for the rest of the evening. And then you're not going to go to bed till late at night because your cortisol is really high. So it's up to you now to take responsibility to get that cortisol activated early in the morning time. And how you do that is get up and move your body. Get loads of light, either artificial light on your face, or get out for a walk early in the sunlight in the morning time or the daylight to activate cortisol to be released at the correct time. Right. So that is some behavioral changes that you can do. Other behavioral changes that you can work on is breathing, guys. All of my corporate clients and executive clients that come to me, they are not breathing correctly when they come to me. And bear in mind, these guys that come to me are high, high energy. Stay-at-home moms are the same, that, or even anyone that works with kids or anyone that is a teacher and that's working, managing large groups of people, are generally living on high adrenaline all day, back-to-back meetings. And these guys are stressing out their cells from a cellular point of view. And they might get burnt out really quickly, and they might be off ill more often than they're in, but they still might be really high up in their career, but they can tell when they're getting burnout quite quickly and they have to watch themselves. If this sounds like you, or you're a stay-at-home mom and you're busy and you're constantly racing and rushing, the biggest behavioral, positive behavioral change and adaptogen that you can do right now, and it's free, is breathe. All you have to do is Google the science, guys, of breathwork. And the power of breathing. There's different types of breathing out there. There's box breathing, which is breathing through your nose for a count of four. Hold for a count of four. And slowly breathe out for a count of four. And repeat that pattern again. So if you're listening to this now, let's try breathing. Let's just do a box breath because it's easier. Let's breathe in for four and through the nose. If you breathe in through the nose, you activate rest and digest in the nervous system. If you're constantly breathing into your mouth and rushing, racing, and shallow breath and not taking oxygen in deep into the pit of the lungs, you're more than likely living on fight or flight mode, which gets stuff done, but it can stress out your cells from a cellular point of view, and it's not good. We need to breathe. So right now, let's practice this easy adaptogen tool that you can use to buffer and offload stress, which is breathe. Let's all breathe into our nose. 2, 3, 4, hold. 1, 2, 3, 4, and slowly out to your mouth. Or ha, the lion breath. Ha. Let's go again. Breathe in. Hold. And guarantee you feel instantly relaxed. That's an easy way that you can use an adaptogen, an easy adaptogen that you can use to buffer and manage stress is breathe. So between getting up early in the morning and moving your body for a walk or exercising, getting out for 5 to 15 to 20 minutes daylight early in the morning, this is behavioural changes, moving around, drinking water, just breathing regular throughout the day. So if you work in an office, maybe start training yourself to walk slowly from meeting to meeting. Take a breath from Zoom call to Zoom call. Just take 3 breaths. Calm, relax your nervous system. I promise you guys, this works. All my executive clients, after 6 weeks working with me, they reported back that their necks aren't as sore, that they don't carry that much stress in their neck anymore. Their aches and pains started to reduce. They're saying they're feeling a lot more calmer. They're getting a lot more done at work. The people around them and the guys working around them and underneath them are a lot more calmer. Because these are the tools that they're adapting, because that's why they're called adaptogens. These are the tools that they're adapting into their lifestyle. They're changing how they operate on a day-to-day basis in a positive way, which in return is actually making them more productive and calmer. And even one lady reported back to me that she started to use these behavioural changes at home and the home life is a lot more calmer as well. So these are adaptogens that you can use to buffer and offload stress, which in return will leave you calmer. You won't be, you'll reduce the risk of burnout considerably. You'll reduce your illnesses. You'll be enjoying life a lot more. You'll reduce neck pain. You'll reduce stiffness down along your spine. You'll feel a bit more flexible. You will actually reduce the risk of injuries during exercise. Because if you're doing heavy exercise to try offload stress and you don't have the other behavioural adaptogens or the other adaptogens implemented, which is a good diet, water, sleep and breathing, and then you go into heavy exercise and you're kind of punishing yourself to release stress, that can actually maybe cause an injury because the muscles are too tight because you're not breathing properly. So there are some of the behavioural changes that you can do right now that can offload stress instantly. The food is going to take a bit of work. You need to constantly work on the food every day and constantly even be aware consciously of having 2 or 3 meals good in the day, reducing alcohol, obviously reducing cigarettes. Sugar is a terrible from a cellular point of view, and I know this because after having my little binging session on Saturday on sugar during my period and a little bit of stress, like my skin is starting to break down today and I've actually broke out in acne. Sugar causes a lot of issues in the body from a cellular point of view. It puts the body under a lot of undue stress. So sorry, I just changed rooms there because my son came in from school, so you might hear a little echo in the background. Other behavioural changes that work to help offload stress, believe it or not, is cold showers, sea dips, the morning sunlight, exercise, mindfulness, meditation, breath work, yoga, non-sleep deep rest. So what I mean by non-sleep deep rest is even sitting at your desk right now and just putting your feet on the ground, even taking off your shoes and socks and putting your feet on the ground and just taking 1 minute to breathe. 1 minute to breathe will help calm and reset the doing so you can get off the go-go train and just give yourself a pause. Just for 1 minute will help offset and buffer stress as well. So those are the behavioural changes, guys, the adaptogens that you can use in the form of behavioural changes that will help you buffer and manage your stress. And again, consistency is key, guys. I would prefer you to be, this is what works for me. I'm consistent with a 15-minute walk in the morning. When I don't do that walk, I feel stressed throughout the day and I feel like the cortisol is getting too high throughout the evening time. So the walk helps me buffer that cortisol and the stress as well. So I can enable me to have a good night's sleep. So this is why I do my 15-minute walk in the morning. This is why I try to do my exercise in the morning, whether it's online with my crew or whether I'm doing a stretch myself. This is why I try breathe regularly throughout the day and get as much sunlight in my face throughout the day as I possibly can, because it helps me manage and buffer stress. It helps me regulate my hormones, which is the cortisol, which is get up and go, and which is the melatonin, which is the evening time. And the other things that I use then, as well as loads of water, some green tea. I try and manage my coffee, that I don't drink coffee after 4 o'clock unless I really need it, because when I drink too much coffee, it really does affect me from a cellular point of view, and it keeps me too wired and tired in the evening time, which in return affects a poor night's sleep. The food, guys, lemon and water is my go-to, green tea as well. And the other things now is that I'm really loading up on leafy green vegetables and some plant-based proteins where I possibly can, like chia seeds, hemp seeds, beans, which are easily bought, and they're really, really inexpensive, tins of mixed beans, plant-based protein supplements as well. They all offset stress, especially if you're working out. We need to repair back the muscles. And how we repair back the muscles is, because that's stress on the body, is making sure we're getting enough protein into our diet as well to help repair back and buffer that stress from a repair point of view with the muscles. Now, guys, supplements, right? I'm not qualified to talk about supplements, but I'm only going to tell you personally what I take. Herbs, I'm not a herbalist either, so I can only tell you what I know, and that's it, and go get professional advice on this. Supplements that I take to help offload stress is a protein supplement, because obviously when you're repairing back after resistance training or running, your muscles were put under stress and they need to repair back. So if your diet isn't great with protein, I take a protein supplement. I take a plant-based protein supplement that gives me all my full amino acids, and it's Optimum Nutrition. I'm not sponsored by them at all. I just like that at the moment, and it's the vanilla flavor. The other supplement I take is magnesium at nighttime, because magnesium helps relax my nervous system. And it's just one of those things that I take, and it helps me. I take Mag 365. Again, I'm not sponsored by them. If I've had a stressful week, which happened last week with my period, and I feel like I'm getting a cold sore, I will take an extra supplement, lysine, to help heal back a cold sore. I feel one coming on now, and I'm going to go straight down to the local health shop, and I'm going to take it because I can feel a cold sore coming on because it was my period. I ate more sugar on Saturday than I normally do. I did more workouts last week than what I normally would do, building up our membership site for a new app that's been released. I shouldn't have done it. I shouldn't have done all those extra workouts. I stressed out my nervous system too much, and as a result of that, I need to be careful this week, and I feel a cold sore coming on, so I'm going to take lysine for that. That's a supplement that helps offset and manage the stress within the body. Now, herbs that you can, now there's other supplements that you can take. Again, they're just what I take to help buffer stress within the body from a repair, post-workout repair point of view, and that I did a lot. I did a lot last week, and I stressed out the body a lot, and that's not good, and I won't be doing that again, because that's not good from a cellular point of view. And the telltale sign is I'm getting a cold sore at the side of my nose, and that's a telltale sign that I did too much. But I knew I did, and I knew it was going to come, and I knew I needed to mind myself this week and not take on extra new clients this week. So the herbs, guys, that you could take, again, I am not trained in this, is apparently ashwagandha can buffer cortisol. Now, apparently there's a way to take it that you would take it in the afternoon. Again, I'm not anyway qualified. Lion's mane, I see a lot of supplements out there now at the moment with lion's mane in them to help reduce. It's an anti-inflammatory little trick, and to help buffer stress as well. Again, science reckons that if you're taking ashwagandha or lion's mane, that you take it in 30 days, you take it for 30 days or less and take a break. And guys, I noticed this with myself. The only supplements I take now is magnesium at nighttime. I take my plant-based protein supplement every day for repair of my muscles. I take liquid gold, which is a multivitamin. And I'm going to take lysine now to help buffer the stress from last week's, to heal up the cells with lysine from a cellular point of view, because I could feel like the cold sore is coming on my face. That is it. That's all I take. That is it. I do not take anything else unless I have to. Maybe digestive enzyme every now and again, only if I feel like I have to. But now that my diet's pretty good, I've reduced gluten, I've reduced wheat, sugar, unless it's a period menstrual cycle moment. Sugar's reduced, I don't drink, I'm on top of my water, and I'm trying to manage my coffee down to 2 max, 1 a day is my sweet spot. Because I've all this done, I feel like I can manage and buffer stress a lot easier. When I was drinking too much and having late nights and not looking after myself from a food point of view and over-exercising, you could see it in me. I looked older, my skin was breaking down, I had a lot of fine lines and wrinkles, I had a lot of cold sores, a lot more breakouts than what I have now, and I just look tired and I had dark circles under my eyes. You know, those behavioural, the lifestyle that I was leading back then was not good from an alcohol point of view, not sleeping. You know, in order for me to have high energy for my job, I need to make sure that my lifestyle habits are in line with my job, as in line with my energy. And the lifestyle habits that are in line with my energy is getting out for that walk, breathing, relaxing the nervous system, and making sure my food's on point 80% of the time. Making sure I'm not stressing my body out too much with too much workouts, and my sleep is good. Epsom salt baths 2 to 3 times a week to help take inflammation out of my body. I do a C-dip once a week as well to help relax my nervous system. I just feel like it gives me a complete reset. I use cold water therapy in the shower if I feel like I'm really stressed. I turn on the cold shower for a minute or two at the end of my shower, and that just really helps relax. It resets my nervous system as such. So those are the adaptogens, guys. This is what adaptogens are. They are compound and behavioural changes that we can use to help buffer and reduce stress. That is what they are. And that is exactly what they are. And again, there's three types, there's three categories. There's food, nutrition. There's behavioural changes, which you're breathing, you're exercising, your daylight, getting outside, all of that jazz, not over-exercising. And then there is your supplements and your herbs as well. They're all there as tools to help buffer and reduce stress. So maybe not get too overwhelmed to do them all together, because that'll stress you out and we want to avoid that. But maybe listen to back to this podcast a few times and maybe take one or two tips that you can work on and start implementing them slowly into your day. And I'm all about easy behavioural changes that do not cost that much effort that you can show up to consistently every day. Easy ones. Easy ones for me is a 15-minute walk, a 30-minute workout 2 to 3 times a week, because it's my job, it's every day. But in an ideal scenario, it would be 2 to 3 times a week. More leafy green vegetables, more fibre, more protein, and making sure I'm getting a good night's sleep and making sure I'm breathing throughout the day, which I am incorporating now into my workouts with my guys, that at the end of the workout, I'm finishing on a breath work, and that's happening from today onwards. Because a lot of my guys, including myself, are really going hard, like, because we love it, not going hard, but you know, we show up quite often. So I want to make sure that myself and my clients are practicing deep breathing to relax the nervous system as well. So that's it, guys. That's adaptogens. If you want to find out more about adaptogens, a good guy to follow is Andrew Huberman. He is a scientist in Stanford, and I'm just plugged into him and into his main vein at the moment, listening to all that he has to offer, because that is up-to-date science research. And that's all we can do is get up-to-date science research and go with that. Science is evolving every day. We still don't know the human body fully, and it's evolving every day. But this is what we do know about adaptogens at the moment to help reduce stress, buffer stress, so we can live longer, reduce injuries, reduce illnesses, and live a happy, fulfilled life, I suppose. So that's it, guys. I hope you enjoyed listening to this podcast today. If you did, let me know, pop over to me on Instagram. Guys, reviews are great. When people leave a review on my podcast to help other new listeners kind of come across and find my channel, if that makes sense. So if you have 2 minutes to spare and you had 2 minutes to leave a review, I would be eternally grateful. And if you enjoy listening to this podcast and you think someone else would enjoy it, especially if someone's leading a stressful life, or you know that they might find this podcast useful to help them manage their stress and buffer their stress, you have my full permission to share this podcast also. Apart from that, guys, have an absolute super day. Reach out to me if you have any questions. I'm on Instagram, ecofitness_.ie, or Creena Duffy. Just Google Creena Duffy, KRINA ecofitness. You'll come across me there and you'll find ways to contact me. Have a great day, guys.